Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrucci alongside my co-host Anthony Adams. We're coming to you from our Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall. Anthony, still pretty stuffed from Turkey Day?
Yes, you know that. So many turkeys, so much dressing, so much cranberry sauce. Oh my gosh.
Quality holiday.
Apple cider, apple pie.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Thanksgiving is pretty awesome.
About to give me some leftovers right after this.
We have so much to be thankful for too.
Yes, we do.
Here on Inside the Bears.
Absolutely.
I'm thankful for my co-host.
Oh,
hope you feel the same way, Double A.
You are so sweet, so precious.
Like a family here on Inside the Bears.
I'm going to cry. I've been holding these tears back for so many episodes. I think I'm going to cry. You're so sweet.
So, Anthony, to continue to support military families, the Bears teamed up with Jewel Osco, Miller Lite, and the Road Home Program to provide Thanksgiving meals. Bears alumni spent time with veterans and distributed turkeys in Chicago.
I'm good.
That's good. I'm good. Thank you.
Sisters, active duty.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you so much. Really appreciate y'all.
The day began with offensive lineman Michael Ola and Bears Care presenting a $300,000 check to the Road Home Program at Rush. The grant will fund outreach and clinical care services to veterans transitioning from military to civilian life.
I just feel honored to even be allowed to be in this area right now, just to be able to kick it with them, to take photos with them. No problem. There you go. It was just an awesome, humbling experience. You know, I mean, my life wouldn't be the way it is right now if it wasn't for the veterans. And I mean, I just owe so much to them that, you know, I'd never even be able to repay them back. And this isn't just a job for them. It's their livelihoods. Families are affected.
At Jewel Osco in Chicago, 400 military families were given a Thanksgiving meal and took part in a photo and autograph session with former Bears players.
I'm just so grateful that they're actually standing outside in the cold doing this for us. It's really nice to know that they care, that they're appreciative about what we've been through and what we've done.
The support and appreciation, it's amazing. I mean, to have professionals come out to thank you on a personal level is, hey, couldn't ask for more.
I understand truly that freedom isn't free.
Thank you. Hey guys, again.
Somebody has to give something, and I appreciate their service. The only reason that we can stand here and even have this conversation is because of the work that they do. So I definitely appreciate it.
It's on the days like this when we really think about what these veterans have done for us. And just to see these guys come out here and hear some of the stories of being cross seas, and it's just right of us to come back and show our appreciation and say thank you to them.
The chilly weather and high winds didn't keep the veterans or Bears alumni away.
It's pretty cold, but pretty cool also, so it's definitely appreciated.
When we were overseas, it lifted our spirits in 2006 when they went to the Super Bowl. And, you know, it's a hard being out there deployed, but to see them and for them to actually come out and visit us as well, it means a lot to us.
This is the least I can do, is help them with some food and taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's 7 feet.
Make Double A look short.
On the football field, you give your blood, sweat, and tears. But the veterans, they pay the ultimate sacrifice.
Anthony, apparently you thought it was the middle of summer in your short sleeves.
Well, Lindsay,
in that kind of weather.
I'm what you call a thoroughbred, okay?
Okay.
Just go back to the tape. Look at all the film, all the winter months when we played. Never rocked any sleeves. Sun was out, guns were out at all times. That's just how I roll. I got a lot of insulation, you know, so.
Everybody was giving you a hard time.
When you got it, you got to flaunt it, you know?
And you were giving everybody else a hard time, like Rasheed.
Yeah. Now, he was
saying he was too bundled up.
Yeah, he had like five layers of clothes on. Like,
I don't blame him. It was cold and it was windy.
Come on. We got some tough wide receivers, but come on, dog. All those layers he had on, long johns. Come on, man.